Hello, everybody. I thought that I would share my 4th of July experiences with you. I called this podcast A Small Town 4th of July. But that's not really an accurate title. It was just the best that I could come up with. It's not accurate because this really isn't a town. I am here at my parents' home, the home I grew up in. And there's the car starting, which is on a small private community located on an island. It is all residential. No businesses are allowed. It's very, very small. There are about 200 homes on this island. In the winter, there are only about 50 or so families who live out here. In the summer, it becomes extremely crowded in comparison because everybody else comes. A lot of people living in Seattle and Tacoma own summer homes out here. And on the 4th of July, we have the Grand Parade, which I am going to record for you. I'm sort of cheating. I've been in it. I was in it pretty much every year growing up until high school, when that kind of thing is just not cool. And now I'm 30 and I'm going back in the parade, so I don't know what that tells you, but whatever. That I what? Well, no, I am. I'm coming back in the parade. So I am patriotic. I am a very patriotic person. I love the 4th of July. You know, I'm certainly aware that there are a lot of things that are very wrong with America. But the fact that I can say that, you know, I really do love our country, and I'm very grateful that I live here, and so I really do love the 4th of July, and so I'm going to record the parade, which I'm going to participate in partly. Yes, and then we're going to hop on the end of it. You know, we're the caboose. My nickname isn't Turtle for nothing. By the way, I stepped from the back porch into my house. That's my mother. And then after the parade, long after, like at 10 o'clock tonight, I'm going to record the fireworks down on the beach. So we are now outside, sitting on the side of the front road, and waiting for the parade. I do hope you enjoy this. It's small and whatnot, but it's really fun. I mean, the 4th of July out here always kind of reminds me of, you know, the pioneer things that you read about in Little House on the Prairie, you know, where the whole town's into it, you know. It's this big celebration.
There's chairs on the side of the road. Everybody's sitting outside. Our neighbor across the street has a little stand set up. It says, Margarita's Gear. I don't know if this is really alcohol across the street for free.
Let's go find out.
Yeah. I'll wait for Dad to get back and make that move. Go find out for me. Honey. Then I'll walk in the parade for you. I'll get real patriotic.
But I always do really enjoy being out here. It's just, we have a nice little breeze. It's probably audible. I don't know, but it's a nice day. It's, what do you think, like 70? Yeah, something like that. It's a nice day for a walk. The island is a mile and a half all the way around, so.
89 acres.
Here comes a car, just missing the parade. Someone has to stand at the top of the hill, and because you come up a hill getting on the island, so when people get to the top, someone has to stand at the top and say, you're in a parade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turn around and leave or join the parade.
Yeah. Go around the island, it'll be slow because you're in the middle of a parade, but you'll get where you gotta go. Or you can sit and wait.
Just roll down the window and wave.
Yeah.
Well, I hear applause down the street, so I guess it's approaching.
The very first thing is an old, like, Model T style. I don't know old cars very well, but it's an old car, convertible, bright red, all flags all over it. Throwing candy. And then a bunch of kids on decorated bicycles. One little girl has all her toy horses attached to her handlebars.
Aww.
And she's kind of got a little cowgirl thing on. Most of them are just flags and streamers, red, white, and blue. They run cray paper through their spokes.
Right.
Like that. And the parents running to keep up with the bicyclers. The bicyclers are always first, and they're always fast, and then you kind of wait for the rest of the parade to catch up. You tell the kids to go slow, but they just don't. This is just a car that I think ended up in the parade. Yeah. Here's some more moms.
Roll down your window and wave.
Chasing bikes. Now we have three guys in shorts. And one of them has a U on his chest, one has an S, and one has an A. They got on
written. Oh, that's
Sam
cool.
Hats.
Naked men. Great.
Now they're at the margarita table. They're getting out of order.
Maybe I should rate this podcast here. It's PG-13.
Stop the parade. Parade's gonna end here. That applause is for the three naked guys.
True American style margaritas. We'll do that next year. I'm gonna charge.
Yeah. Okay, here comes a dog. Let's see what he's dressed as. Don't know yet. Something hanging all over it. A sheep?
A sheep?
Well, I'm trying to make out the costume here. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. I can't just watch and drink more.
Good girl. She saw mom. I don't know if it was seeing mom get up or seeing the dog go by. But she got up.
Island dog. It's got. Oh, hello. Shorts on. And had a hole for the dog's tail. And a towel over his shoulders.
Oh, dear.
Oh, a pretty good little girl dressed up like a princess. Ellie, you don't want to lick my hand. Alcoholic.
Ellie, no. Ellie, down.
And a little girl in a wagon with...
Now we are rated, guys. I'm drinking alcohol.
Glitter. There comes some kids in a remote control car all beat up and a scooter. Everybody's got red, white, and blue flags.
Six.
Oh, the girl behind me doing cartwheels down the street.
Wow.
She's tired.
Yeah, it's a long walk. Or long... What would you...
Yeah, a long cartwheel. This little boy's got a big eagle head on his handlebars.
Oh, cool.
Plastic or something. That's pretty cool. Okay, this is a truck. Flags all over it. The Weber family.
At the picnic table.
Oh, they're having a picnic in the back of the truck.
Oh, cool.
I don't know why all their hats had tinfoil on. Maybe they're Treasure Island Kubota Improvement Club.
Woohoo!
Days in the lead. Oh, they're throwing pine cones. Oh, like we don't have enough pine cones.
Woohoo!
We got bubble gum.
No, we don't. So what are they?
Now John in his Kubota, Bella's legs, and here's the lawnmower with an orange box over it, and it says Kubota wannabe. That's cute. Tandem bike. He just waved at the margarita people and almost dumped the bike. Oh, here comes a wheelbarrow. Kubota droppings. They're sweeping up the pine cones and putting them in the wheelbarrow. A cool old car. I don't know what kind of car. Thank you. This one, they put the little girl's bouncy horse, like the one you had, on a set of wheels. And they're pulling her around the island.
Oh, that's cute.
And a little fire truck. It's kind of a tent made to look like a fire truck. And it's somehow got wheels underneath.
Wow.
What's going on?
I was going to show you the fire hose, but you did it.
Fire hose.
Knocking up.
I guess they have water. Probably a super shooter or one of those things.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a cool old car. I don't know what it is. Sorry, I'm not a good car describer. Cool old cars. Here comes a truck covered with balloons. I see the wheels and red, white, and blue balloons.
That oh, my gosh. Yeah, they just landed on the road in front of us.
Oh, a pirate ship. In a trailer being pulled by a truck. Thank you.
What?
People stopping for margaritas is backing up the parade. Dear, hey, honey, there's margaritas here. You want to stop? So they pulled out of the parade. American Libra. Got a little kid in red tight. I don't know what it's girls riding rakes. Rake rider. Rake rider one and rake rider two. Pretty girls in their baby tops and skirts and they're riding rakes.
Alrighty then.
Sure the boys like it. Got margaritas.
Ellie says, get me ready to go.
Go margaritas.
Oh, someone's dog's not happy. Oh. It says, get those off me, damn it.
Truck full of people decorated in red, white, and blue. And a black lab. Looks like Ellie. They're waving at me like they know me, but I don't recognize them.
You want
a little
go-kart?
All red, white, and blue. I'm on candy detail right now. Getting candy thrown at us. And I don't want it all over the driveway. Bicycles, lots of decorated bicycles. Let's see if this one fits. Bear with me, everyone. Tape messed up. Wrapped around my fingers. Oh, a little dog in a shirt. Like a Weimaraner. Baby carriages all dolled up. This is the baby carriage group. Little girls in baby suits dancing. Little pirate, little baby with a pirate hat on getting pulled in the wagon.
Aww.
Little girl on a bicycle with her leg. Oh, a unicycle.
Oh, wow.
Back home from Germany. Happy 4th. And they're all done up in little German outfits.
Well, hello, little dog. I don't think you are supposed to be over there. Come on, you're going to get all tangled.
Come on, little guy. Come on, little guy.
Come on, Sweet Pea. Out of there. Out of there. You're a cutie. Go with your buddy. Go with your buddy. Ellie says, I'll say hello.
Yes, I will. That looks nice. My mom will get it for you. Hang on.
Come on,
Megan.
Here, thank you.
Ready? Oh, he's the last straw, he says.
Okay,
forward.
You see happiness just coming down the road with you? No. Unfortunately, I'm the grand finale.
Hop up. Good girl, Ellie. Oh, hop up. Good girl, bud. Good girl. I know. He wanted to play, didn't he, girl? Come on. He either wanted to play or he wanted to tell you to get the heck out of his yard. I don't know.
We're just taking up the rear.
No.
Parade?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know. We just are following.
I think Ellie wants to pass this truck.
I think so.
She says it's going much too slow.
Is that your dog?
That a girl. That's it, Ellie. Good girl. And she did. She passed the truck. Good girl, Ellie.
Giants.
Ellie's got sparkly things on her harness.
Hi. I'm Dana.
Hello.
Red, white, and blue sparkles. Passing a truck or something that's parked along the side of the road.
Yep.
Almost the last, but we aren't the least. That's good. What's in front of us that's rumbling?
That's a fire truck.
Oh.
Let's move.
We have now gone around the fire truck. We didn't want to get squirted.
Yeah.
Ellie does not like water. She's the world's weirdest Labrador.
Oh boy.
What?
She's got a lot of candy.
Hi, hi.
Hey.
What? I am, huh? Oh, well, alrighty.
Hello.
You too, thank you.
They got this cool margarita stand over there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello.
Oh, good.
Hi, Nick. Hump up, Ellie. We're not going to go visit.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy Fourth.
You too.
Too.
Hello.
We're not too far.
Hi.
Hello.
I hear they're having that Fourth of July beverages.
Yeah.
Margarita.
Yeah,
kind of makes the walk a little harder, though.
To see the dogs start veering,
yeah.
She got into some.
Yeah, that's it. Over here. Okay,
yeah,
almost
there.
Cheers. Good girl. Ellie is so funny. She's...
Hi. How are you guys?
Hello.
Come on, girl.
You're shaking me around, dog.
Oh, well, we need to set you up a doggy play date, Ellie. You're doing so good avoiding all these doggies.
Yeah.
Such a good girl. Yeah, we'll have to find you a doggy to play with. Come on. That's my girl. That's my girl. That's the girl.
Ellie does have some neighborhood dogs of friends of mine that she'll play with. I'll just have to make sure she gets a play date.
This kid's out with buckets beside the road. Picking up candy.
Oh, funny.
This kid probably just had a gallon of candy there.
Oh, my. Hey, it's better than Halloween.
Yeah. It's an animal in place. People come by. Oh, yeah, I didn't know for years, but the island's buying candy.
Oh, really?
I looked at the receipts when Helena gave them to me.
Oh.
Remember we used to buy our own candy to throw from the...
Yeah.
Irish ship?
Yeah.
Now
well,
the island's
well.
Buying it. I took $50 worth of candy.
Yeah, for years, my dad had a riding lawnmower that he did up as a pirate ship. I was on it for several years in various
costumes. You were always a captive.
Yes.
Once you were an Indian squaw.
Once I was a princess.
A princess.
A little pirate girl. Yep. This year he had surgery, so he's not doing the pirate ship. Although I suggested, because he set his arm in a sling.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy. I suggested that he go as a beat-up pirate.
Yeah.
Hi. I thought it would have been cool, but
I think we're almost to the end. It's getting close. Now we're finding the cycle.
Cool.
Okay,
we're
moving up.
Yeah, Ellie doesn't do slow walks.
Thank you.
Wow! Impressive! I can't do that walking.
I used to ride one.
Really?
And I always thought it would be like riding a bike. But it's not.
I didn't know you rode
it.
All over. Up here.
Gee, we should pass this unicycle so someone pays attention to you, Miss Ellie girl. Cause you're such a good girl. Cause you're such a good girl. Good girl. Slowed me for a speed bump. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cool horn.
Yeah, hold on.
Let's go
We've lost Mom. She stopped to talk to somebody. Help up, Belle. I think she's looking back to see where she is, or she's watching the truck.
Can we stop and wait, huh? Let's help.
Good girl. Mom is announcing that because she's walking around with a margarita. And she thinks... Hi. Yay. I don't know, but I'm getting hot. I might need some more of that.
Yeah.
Now we're heading home from that lovely, exciting, fantabulous parade. And there's a car moving at normal idling speed, 15 miles an hour. Yeah, that would have been cool. The thing is a golf cart with a dump truck on the back of it. It's very fun to drive. I have done it. Well, not real. I made Ellie get up in the front seat and sit beside me. I did not drive her. Oh, no. No, that would have freaked the heck out of her. Come on, girl, come up. Looking over to my left at something. Boy, you're a good puppy. Oh, you're a good dog. Good girl. Good dog. Doing exactly what I had trained her to do right there. Right off the road. Let the car go around. And back. We had our first real traffic check a couple of weeks ago where, not here, but another rural road I walk on near home, we were walking on the shoulder of a road, and all of a sudden Ellie yanked me hard off the road. Normally, like, that back there is just a slow, you know, she takes me over and you know, but I'm very aware of what she's doing. But all of a sudden, she yanked me hard off the road and almost fell. And then right where we were standing, within like, oh, I could have reached out and touched that car even from where we were that was considered safe. I guess I neglected to tell you it was a windy night, and I did not even hear the car approaching. So she was definitely doing her job, weren't you, girl? Weren't you, good girl? She says, I was then, but I'm tired now. She's going really slow. That's why I've got so much jingle in the harness, because it's hard for me to go this slow when she is going this slow. Because I'm not a slow walker, and neither is she, generally. But, yeah, like I said in the beginning, 70 degrees, and I don't know if I told you, but at least black lab. Very, very sensitive. Very, very sensitive. Yeah, it's almost there. What? Oh, that's hilarious, man. That is too funny. Of course, the 1 year, good girl, did I decide to put this up on the internet? They're selling margaritas.
No, they're free.
I mean, they're... people are listening to this podcast going, no wonder she likes the 4th of July. Yeah, freedom to get drunk and walk in a parade. Great.
There you go. That makes the parade just a little cheerier.
Yeah, normally people are like, happy 4th.
Dave and the Kubota.
Dog, Miss Ellie. Wait. A lot of times Ellie reacts to loud traffic right by her, but she still slowed me for...
Thank you for the drink. It was great.
How did Ellie do, Michelle?
Good.
All right.
Hello, Ellie. Good girl.
She's tired.
Very tired.
So there you have it, the Grand Parade.
We've been invaded. The whole sky's red and blue, Michelle.
Yeah.
And over the hills, across the water, you see the whole sky just light up. Like, it looks like somebody just set off a bomb. But it's really cool looking, though. And, yeah. Hear it? Isn't that cool? Was loud. Hope it doesn't make you go deaf. Oh, there's gold. I just saw one that was gold. And then over the hills, I see red and I saw purple. And they're really pretty. And then there's ones that are purple. And it's gorgeous. They're just lighting up the sky everywhere. And they're like spraying out like a shower would. Yeah, it's pretty.
You can still hear them lighting the ones off over the the hills.
Yep.
Oh, look over there, honey.
Yeah.
See, now we got a better view because the tree's not in the way. Oh.
I suppose there's not more kids in here.
Ooh. Ooh! That one was pink and white. That's pretty.
Right.
Oh, that one's pretty. Look at that one over there, honey. Wow, now you can really hear it over there. You hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Over there on the point. Oh, look at that. I've never seen one like that before.
That looks good.
Oh, wow.
You missed about three at once.
There's one over there, too. Look at the behind the hill.
Yep.
The sky's just all lit up. Oh, that was pretty.
Yep.
Oh, wow, look over on top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was cool.
It is a bug.
That's moving awfully fast for the boat, though.
Oh, look at the waves coming, too.
Yeah. Check it out. That's pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, look. There's one over there.
Yep.